First to Florida, where families will be able to access federal food assistance more than a week after Hurricane Ian. Meanwhile, residents are still learning the extent of the storm's damage. Here now's Catherine Welch went to a mobile home park in Englewood, Florida, where she met a resident who doesn't know where or how to restart.
When Kathy Nicely returned to her home after the hurricane, she found a metal sign in the grass between her and her neighbor's house. It's light green with a quote in black and yellow writing.
It says, "Believe you can and you're halfway there." Theodore Roosevelt. I don't know who it belongs to, but I thought it was appropriate.
She took it as a sign to rebuild.
Yeah, to everybody take a breath and hopefully we can rebuild without a lot of issues.
It's hard to imagine where the rebuilding would begin at the Holiday Estates Mobile Home Park. One home after another barely stands. Roofs shredded and torn off, windows blown out, and metal everywhere, along with wires and furniture and household items. The smell of rotting trash floats through the air. Compared to nearby neighborhoods where tree limbs line the streets, here piles of twisted metal sit at the curb. Nicely and her husband haven't started to clear their lot, so there isn't much of a pile in front of their home. Stepping over wires and glass, she walks around to the back.
That is our backyard. Yeah.
It's covered with debris.
All you're seeing is piles of metal, and nobody has moved anything. This is what the wind did. This is where it put it. And it's my roof, their roof, who knows whose roof.
Power lines run across the grass. Insulation, patio furniture, and household items cover the washer and dryer that tumble onto the patio. Before the storm, this was a creamy white home with a neatly trimmed yard and palm trees out front. Her in-laws lived here for years. Then Nicely and her husband moved here from Ohio and made it their home. Her brother lives in a mobile home park nearby. He lost everything in the storm, she says.
When I think about it real hard, all I want to do is cry, because it's just, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming thinking about ours, thinking about my brother, and thinking about my neighbors that I don't know when I'll see them again.
Nicely pulls open a door toward the back of the house, revealing drenched rooms where the roof flew off.
I see the roof came down from the back bedroom, through the bathroom, through the hall, and the kitchen. And then it stayed over the living room.
She and her husband happened to be in Ohio when the hurricane hit. They saw photos of the damage outside of their home before returning to Florida. What she didn't expect upon arrival was to find the inside also in shambles.
It's a mess. You're stepping on the ceiling, on the floor. All this foam, you know, insulation and stuff. And it's already starting to mold.
Somehow, the sofa stayed dry, but rain poured through the kitchen, causing the cabinets to start sliding off the wall.
Every time I walk back in, a little bit more of the ceiling has fallen.
When Nicely looks around the place, she wrestles with accepting what she sees now instead of how it used to be, a beach-themed home filled with family. Nicely describes her mobile home community as a friendly place, mostly filled with retirees who help each other. She says some of her neighbors are getting calls from real estate agents looking to buy them out. For now, she isn't selling. She wants to rebuild, but she only has pieces of information about how to do so.
It'd just be nice to get somebody who can give us the facts as to what can be done.
The couple doesn't have insurance to cover the cost of rebuilding. Nicely says it was too expensive, and even if they wanted it, their older home likely wouldn't have qualified for coverage. So now she and her husband wait to find out what FEMA will cover. They're completely unsure who to call, how the process works, and what they should do next.
If you have signed up for FEMA, okay, do you need to leave it the way it looks, or can you go ahead and start cleaning up and then they still come in and look?
It's been nearly 2 weeks since the hurricane hit, and scores of power crews still roam the streets of Englewood, putting power lines back up. Residents say volunteers have helped clean out flooded homes and cut down fallen trees. Nicely is grateful for everything people have done to help Englewood.
But don't forget us. We're still here. We're still going through this. We're still trying to find the answers to everything.
Nicely and her husband packed everything they could salvage into their two cars. They're now driving it all back to Ohio. But they'll be back, she says, once they have answers to how they can rebuild their life in Florida. For Here and Now, I'm Catherine Welch.